Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Silly Underdog Picks time on this snowy Thursday. Darren McFarland, Chase McCabe, Willie Donick in L.A., the commish, Elijah Campbell, the Hillside Medical Game Studio, forever Titans wide receiver Chris Sanders, who continues, his picks don't just stop here. On the pregame show on Sunday, I was listening, and I heard him pick the Dolphins to beat the Titans.
No, it was an accident.
It was an accident.
It was an accident. So I really said Tennessee, Miami, Titans. So I really picked the Titans.
See, here's the thing with Chris. When he's on this show, he's Chris or Dwayne. When he's on
there
the pregame show, he's Jerry or Carl. I mean, he just changes up. You know, you never know what you're going to get.
Just call me Hank. I mean, can I be Hank?
Yeah.
Okay.
What was that?
Oh, I was just saying, because I heard it, and I was like, oh, okay, well, interesting. Okay. But we've heard some interesting picks this year, so I guess it shouldn't surprise me. But
I'm close to second now. I'm getting close now. I'm almost there.
I figured you'd be a little frisky today.
I'm a little frisky now. I mean, I'm so frisky right now that I watch As the World Turns. I mean, just to settle down.
Do they still watch that show? Okay.
And I watch, not Guiding Light, but what's the other one they call? Yeah, As the World Turns. That's what I watch.
You're on an island by yourself, buddy. Sorry. You're not going to be able to get us to chime in on that.
I was with him. I don't watch those shows, but I know what shows he's talking about. Those are
absolutely. Come on, man. I am bored out of
my grandmother loves to watch those back in the day.
So you said I'm old?
It's a good thing to do with your grandma sometimes. Sit down and watch a soap with her every now and then.
Okay, you can't tell nobody that.
You're saying keep that to yourself. The young and the restless, better known as this show.
That's what it is, man. I might go watch that later on. I am bored out of my wits.
Yeah, it is a little crazy out there. Hope everybody is remaining safe. Kelly Holcomb is also on the line with us.
Mr. Mean Guy.
Kelly? Mr. Mean Guy, wow.
Oh, he's mean.
It's obviously a slow sports day because we're talking about As the World Turns. And once again, who cares about this stuff? I mean, I even text Willie and said, are we still doing this?
He did. Let's set the scene for this text, okay? It's dark in my hotel room. All right, it's about 7 a.m. Pacific time, and I get the text from, my phone buzzes. So I wake up. Kelly, are we even doing the underdog picks today? Like, I can just feel the anger through the phone. Like, it's the first thing I see this morning.
Oh,
it just came through the phone.
And that was not even in the group text. That was just straight to the commissioner.
Yeah, it was straight. It was a direct line to the commission.
I know it's get good numbers when Chris had to talk to Dr. Phil. I know y'all's radio numbers talking to Dr. Phil, but like at some point this has got to end because there's no way of coming back. So it's just a foregone conclusion now.
What do you guys think the odds are that Kelly has already screamed out in the front yard, get those sleds off my yard?
100%.
Get out of the driveway.
Hey, this is really funny. Every kid used to come over to my house, and I used to have to start a fire for them, and I used to take them around in the gator, and now they've gotten older. So even my oldest daughter was today said, are you gonna drag us around on the gator? I'm like, no, I'm not. That's on you.
Wow.
Oh. All right, Kamish, let's review.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your commissioner speaking, coming at you from out west, Los Angeles, California. Sunny and 70 degrees today, unlike our beloved Nashville back at home. This is the Silly Underdog Picks competition. Mercifully, we have reached our final week of competition.
Thank
it's
God.
Brought to you, as always, by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. I want to congratulate our online winner. First and foremost, last week it was Nate Miller from Nashville winning the competition. Limited schedule, of course. The most popular picks last week, the Bengals over the Chiefs. That was a winner. The Raiders over the Colts, a winner. And the third most popular was Utah over Ohio State, by far the best probably the most entertaining bowl game going. That was actually a game worth watching for sure. A great game, a shootout. And that looked good for Utah for a while, but they came up short. So congrats to all of you that have been playing all year long. One last competition this week. Just go to thegamenashville.com. Now, as you know, if you've been following this contest, this one has been a runaway for weeks now. The only question going into the last 2 weeks of competition, would Darren lap the field? In other words, would he end up with more points than his other three competitors combined?
Yeah, does he get the trophy today, or do we have to wait till the actual ceremony? I mean, can we just give him the trophy?
Well, no, I don't think so. I think there should probably be a ceremony, a crowning.
Do I have to be there?
Darren has been looking forward to it. He'll be offended if we don't have like a true official ceremony once
Chris,
all of the games.
Chris Kelly and I have a thing. We're not going to be able to make it.
I'm not going to be there. I got a dentist appointment.
Yeah. I got to wash my hair.
I got a dentist appointment.
Darren, we'll have a nice ceremony in the break room.
Doesn't sound like much love, does it?
But it'll just be me, you, and Elijah, apparently.
No, Elijah can't make it either.
You can bring Lauren and Maddox if you want, and you know they can witness the crowning.
They don't care.
Take a picture.
Maybe one of the dogs.
I think there's a chance I'm going to have to plant the room. I'm going to have to put plants in the room, you know, just to have people show up to this.
Yeah, have some
and
living
some cardboard cutouts.
Living things. Yeah,
cardboard cutouts.
Your pet gerbil. Okay, so let's take a look at what happened in Week 18. Darren had the first pick. He went with our man, Herm Edwards, Arizona State Sun Devils, 7-point dogs against Wisconsin in the Las Vegas Bowl. Good game, late night, but Wisconsin pulls it out, 20-13. No points for Darren there. Chris Sanders, who had made a big surge,
yes, sir. He
came back, and he had the Purdue Boilermakers.
Let's go.
Very interesting game in our backyard, and Purdue pulls it out, as all of you know, a 7.5-point dog against Tennessee. They win it in overtime, 48-45. So Chris continues his hot play, and he is now picked up 7.5 more points to add to his total. He is in the mix for second place.
I'm going to get it, and this is the week I'm going to get it. I mean, it's so sad that I'm excited about getting second place. I mean,
it's really
crazy.
Sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, whatever.
The third pick went to Kelly Holcomb. He went with the Michigan Wolverines, a 7.5-point dog against Georgia in the semifinal. It was a no contest. Kelly, your thoughts on how Michigan did in the first half of the game?
I mean, what do you do? I mean, I picked the Purdue game the week before, but y'all told me I couldn't pick it. So I just threw something up. I mean, you know, I knew that Michigan's not going to beat Georgia. I mean, I got friends on the Michigan staff, too, and I'm like, you're dealing with a different level right now with Georgia. I mean, there was no way. I mean, they could play them. I say they could play them 100 times and not beat them 100 times.
Oh.
Yeah. Yikes. I'm going to go there.
Wow.
34-11 was the final. It wasn't that close. It was total domination by the Georgia Bulldogs. Chase had the next pick. He went with Cincinnati, a 13.5-point dog against Bama.
Say it, Chris.
In the earlier semifinal. Cincinnati, they actually moved the ball between the 20s pretty well. They just could not cash in when they had chances to score touchdowns, and that just was not going to get it done against Bama. The Bama running back, what's his name, Williams, had over 200 yards running on the ground. Bama cruises 27-6, so no dice for Chase on that one.
Nope. Yeah, it's basically what that was is what a lot of people are probably doing today. They're going to step on a sheet of ice and just face plant. That's kind of what I felt like.
Well, Chase, you stayed with the Cincinnati theme.
I did.
And you moved on to the pros with the Bengals. A little bit later in the weekend, they were a 5-point dog against the Chiefs, and Chiefs looked like they had control of the game, and then all of a sudden, Ja'Marr Chase took over, 266 yards receiving, including a pickup on a 3rd and 27, where somehow he's in single coverage. I still don't know what was going on in that play, but he makes a great catch. They go on and score in a very strange ending to the game. where there were flags and there were reviews and there was all kinds of stuff. Joe Burrow got hurt. Apparently he's not even playing this weekend. But the Bengals got it done. They win the division. They beat the Chiefs 34-31. They did the Titans a solid. And they did Chase a solid. So 5 points for Chase.
Hey, I'll take it. That was good.
Yeah.
Good. Fighting for second. Feels so good.
And in the fight for second, it got more intriguing because Kelly also picked up a win. He got the Cardinals, a six-point dog against the Cowboys. It got a little hairy at the end there. The Cowboys just needed one more stop to have a drive where they could have gone for the at least the tying field goal or the winning touchdown. They never could get the ball back, though. Cardinals win it, 25-22. 6 points for Kelly.
Yeah, how does that happen? Like, Arizona had no pass rusher. How does that happen with Dallas, the way they've been playing?
It was a weird game, I thought. I was disappointed in how the Cowboys played, for sure.
It was a fumble at the end of the game that they couldn't challenge. So
that was also interesting. That very well could have given the Cowboys what they needed, was the ball back, but they could not challenge without the timeout. Chris Sanders went with his beloved Texans, who got him a big win the week before. The Texans with the upset against the Chargers got him 10 points. So he said, what the heck, let's go back to the well. 12.5-point dogs in San Fran. The Texans led the 49ers 7-3 past the midway point of the third quarter. Did you get your hopes up there, Chris? It was looking all right there for a while.
I was excited, but, man, I went to go get a sandwich, and I came back, and I looked at the score. I just turned the TV off. That's what happened.
So it ended up 23-7. It was a little closer than that, but the final score, 49ers win going away. Trey Lance finally got it going there. So nothing for Chris there. Darren, again, not shut out. Darren, I haven't gone back and looked, but you've had at least one win for how many straight weeks? Have you gone 0-2 in a while? I don't remember. You've had plenty of 2-0s. But you got the Steelers, 3.5-point dogs at home.
Twice this year.
The Browns brought nothing to the table. They looked awful.
Zero.
Baker Mayfield's had a nightmare season. The shoulder's been killing him. And he's going to have surgery here. Steelers win it 26-14. You kind of go back in retrospect and say, how in the world were the Steelers an underdog to begin with in that game? But they were.
Well,
and Darren
it didn't go off that way. It the money totally shifted. It went all Pittsburgh. By the time it kicked off, Pittsburgh was a 1-point favorite.
Crazy. So here are the standings. Now this is interesting. At the end of 18 weeks, 1 week left to play. You've got Darren at 21-14, 133 points.
Wow.
Unreal.
With the asterisk of the controversy earlier, I still have not received the paperwork for the official appeal happened weeks ago, the controversy from a week ago. But it does in the will he lap the field, because Chase, Chris, and Kelly all got points last week. So right now in second place, Chase McCabe with 47.5. 9-27 on the season.
Dang,
Kelly, 11-25, 46.5, 1 point back for the silver medal. And Chris Sanders, thanks to Purdue, 5-31, 41.5. So he's right there.
Say that again. Say it again. That's good to my ears. Say it again.
5-31 with 41 points.
Okay. Thanks.
41.5 or 41?
I have 41.
Give me the half, man.
47.5.
You want the half.
Willie, 47.5 has won this competition before,
Thanks,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, back when we only picked one game a week, I would say.
I know, but like, I feel, I'm like, hey, okay, that's not bad. And then I hear Darren with almost 100 points ahead of me.
That's crazy.
21 wins. So Darren has 133, and the field has 135. The rest of the field has 135. So it's 135, 133. But if you add the how many points?
Five
is,
and a half.
Good job, boys.
5.5 on the appeal. That could be a difference maker. So you'll have to get that paperwork in, Darren. So 1 week left to go in the competition, and we will have our picks coming up. Silly Underdog Contest presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Stay tuned. The picks for week 19 are coming up. Chris Sanders has the first pick. Kelly second. Chase third. Darren fourth.
Texans.
And fifth.
Texans.
Only one college game to pick. So you got to pick probably two pro games, most likely, unless you want to take Alabama, which is 2.5 points. We'll see how the guys play it. Stay tuned. We're coming back. Silly Underdog Competition has reached the ultimate week. Week number 19, the final week of the competition. It's brought to you by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Let's start the battle for second place. Two picks to go. First up, Chris Sanders.
That is terrible. All righty. I think the first pick I'm probably going to go with is
the Houston Texans.
That'd be swing and a miss. They let me down last time, so I'm going to go with Cleveland over Cincinnati.
Cleveland, that would be the Browns.
They're the favorite there,
they're
Chris.
They're the favorite.
Wait a minute. No. Oh, yeah. I meant Saints. Yeah. What the heck? No.
Oh, boy.
I messed up. Okay. Yeah. Boy, gotta, okay. Start the music over again. Can we start it over, please?
Help.
You said
I
you
need
needed
somebody.
Help. We're trying to help you.
I'm all
they're the favorite.
Okay. Let's do this. Oh, damn.
He doesn't get a pick.
Okay. I'm jacked up now. Okay.
Just flip like you did the last time you did this. Okay. So go, fine. Give me the Bengals.
Give me the Bengals, dang gummit. Let's go with the Bengals.
Okay. Okay. We'll find out about their backup quarterback.
Brandon Allen.
They've got some issues there, yeah.
But Case
they
Keenum.
Are a six-point dog. There are some very strange lines because it's there's a lot of – there's some COVID. There's some teams that don't have much to play for.
No Mixon, no Burrow.
Yeah, so the Bengals are the underdog. That is why. But I still think they can find a way to win.
Hey, Chris, swing and a miss.
Swing and no, can we start over?
No.
Help. It's time to end. Help.
All right, so the Bengals on the road in Cleveland.
God dang it.
Are a six-point dog. All right, that brings us to Kelly Holcomb.
It's cold out there.
It is cold out there. Why did we give Chris a pick? He should forfeit that pick. That's the five times that he's done that this year. Does he know how to read the line or what?
I made a mistake, man.
Honestly, I think his pick, he did forfeit his pick.
That was...
I can't believe I did that.
Okay, I'm going to take the 49ers over the Rams.
Dang it.
49ers need to win to make sure that they get in. And they
got to have a win.
That's right. 49ers are 4.5-point dogs playing in L.A. against the Rams, who are sitting there at 12-4. The Rams do have reason to need to win, but the game means more probably to the 49ers. So let's see what happens in that one. That brings us to Mr. Chase McCabe.
All right, I'm going to move on with this because, Willie, I know you got to go. I think Big Ben goes out on top, plays spoiler. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers, plus six.
The Steelers, who are still mathematically alive, although they need some help from the Jaguars, that's not always the best recipe. But at 8-7-1, could be Ben's last game. They're in Baltimore to take on the Ravens as a six-point dog. The Ravens, who have been falling apart for weeks here, at 8-8. So Steelers.
Do the Ravens still have a chance, or they?
No, they're mathematically
they're
out.
They're done.
Okay. They go.
That is crazy.
No,
they are out.
According to NFL.com, they are still on the bubble.
I think their chance is like 1%. I thought they were mathematically out.
No, they're not. Actually, they're not mathematically, but they're.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
It would take a lot to happen.
Well, okay. But again, the Jags have to beat the Colts for any of this to matter, right? For them to have a chance.
Everybody has to lose, yes. And they win.
But somebody's going to win between the Chargers and the Raiders. I guess, is there
Correct.
A tie involved in that?
Correct.
Potentially.
Okay, so Steelers on the board as a six-point dog. Let's go. So remember, Chase has a one-point lead over Kelly for second place. Chris not far behind him with 41. 47.5, 46.5, 41. So they've made their first round picks. That brings us to Darren.
All right, I'm going to try to guard this lead, Willie. I get two picks, right?
You got back-to-back picks, yep.
All right, give me Arthur Smith and the Falcons at home to close out the season with a win. 4.5 against Elijah's Aints. And I'll take the Raiders at home getting 3.
Gosh.
The Falcons under Arthur Smith trying to go 8-9 in their first year under their new coach. They'd have to beat the Saints. The Saints still have a shot of getting into the playoffs. They have a shot. And I believe they actually have a quarterback this week, right? That
yes.
Taysom Hill is back. So the Falcons are a 4.5-point home dog. And your second pick, again, Darren, tell me?
Raiders. The last game of the regular season.
It's very likely to be winner in, loser out. And the Raiders are a 3-point home dog. Interesting. Chargers beat them the first go-round, but it was a pretty good game in Monday Night Football. We'll see if the Chargers can come up with a clutch win. They are not known. They are not known for coming up big in big games. That brings us to Chase for his final pick of the season.
So I'm just going to roll the dice here on this one and assume maybe Aaron Rodgers doesn't play or plays very little.
Yeah.
Give me the Lions +4.
I'm over, y'all. I'm over.
I think it's 3.5, isn't it? Or did it change?
According to CBS, it just changed to 3.5.
Three and a half.
Yep.
Oh, it just changed, huh?
Yeah, it was 4.
I got to
refresh.
I had 4. All right. 3.5 it is. The Lions. Up to the minute. Lions.
Kelly, Chris, you're welcome. That half point could come in big.
It very well could. The Lions, a 3.5-point dog against the Pack.
Mm.
And that game is at Ford Field. All right, that brings us to Kelly for his final pick.
I'm over both you, Darren, you and Chase. I'm over both of you. I'm over both of you. So I'm going to do this. I'm just going to throw one out there, man, because it has been a long time since this team has won down there. And I think it's going to – I think Ben's going to win. I think Chase is going to win. I think Ben's going to win. And I think he's going to get into the playoffs. So I'm going to say the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Colts.
Ooh, oh, now.
Snap. Interesting.
15.5.
Whoa.
15.5.
Wow.
A very un-Kelly Holcomb-like pick. First of all, picking against one of his teams.
The coach?
Before, so what do you want me to do?
Well, that hits. Congrats.
Darrell Bevell,
second.
We trust.
Yeah.
According to
Kelly. Second.
If that hits, he wins second place. No question about it. All right. That brings us to Chris Sanders for the final pick of the season.
Okay, Commish, can I ask you a question first?
Yes.
Is Miami?
You want to know if there's a plus next to the team? That means they're the underdog.
is Miami favored?
This is week 18 of our contest.
Miami is not favored. Miami is the underdog.
Who's the favorite? Sure.
Chris is still learning. He's only been doing this for 3 years.
I'm going Miami
okay.
+6.
The Dolphins. You got the Dolphins. All right, the Dolphins are a 6.5-point dog playing at home against the New England Patriots. There you have
it. What am I doing?
We don't know. We quit trying to figure that out a long time ago.
And when I win second, I'm going to rub it in, Mr. Chase.
Bring it.
He's coming.
All right,
He's coming.
Chris, if you sweep, you've got a legit chance of winning second. If you win one of the two.
He ties Chase. The Dolphins pick.
Yeah, you would need, if one wins, you need the Dolphins to win to tie Chase. Yeah, to tie for second.
That half point going to come.
But if you sweep, you could absolutely win second. So this is going to be interesting. All right, let's review quickly. Silly Underdog Competition, presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. And our thanks to them for sponsoring this competition all year long. Chris Sanders, with the first pick, goes with the Bengals. They won last week as a dog. This week, they're going to do it without their quarterback and their tailback, among others. Bengals are a 6-point dog at the Browns. Bengals have locked up their division title. Browns, a merciful ending to their season. And Baker Mayfield has been shut down. He'll have surgery on his off-throwing shoulder. Kelly Holcomb takes the 49ers. A big, big game. San Fran is a 4.5-point dog taking on the Rams. They've already beaten the Rams once. They may need to beat them again if they're going to get into the playoffs. Some, a lot of playoff implications in that game. Chase takes the Steelers in the swan song for Big Ben, a six-point dog in Baltimore against the Ravens. Darren McFarlane, back-to-back picks, goes with the Falcons, a four-and-a-half-point dog against the Saints. Saints still trying to get into the dance. Then, maybe the biggest game of the week, the most dramatic, that is, he takes the Raiders, a three-point dog playing at home against the Chargers in what looks like it could be winner in, loser out. The Chase McCabes go with the Lions, a 3.5-point home dog against the Packers, hoping that the Packers just don't care. Then Kelly Holcomb selects, a surprise to everybody, the Jaguars, a 15.5-point dog against the Colts. They gave up 50 last week, and they're trying to keep the Colts from getting into the playoffs. That would be a heck of an upset.
I love the way Willie just slid that in. They gave up 50 this week. They're at home.
They gave up 50. Well, I'm not exaggerating. All right, and then finally, Chris Sanders, who just carefully, after trying to pick a favorite with his first pick, just double-checked to make sure that his final pick was indeed an underdog. It was the Dolphins, a 6.5-point dog against the Patriots in the season finale for those two teams. Those are the picks. Remember, you can go on and play our online contest one last time at thegamenashville.com. We will crown a winner and give you a prize. It's been a great season, you guys. We'll recap it one more time next week. But those are the picks for week 19. Gentlemen, good luck.
You're on to Cincinnati.
Guys, I mean this in all sincerity. Best of luck for your race for second place. I really wish you guys nothing but the best for your race for second place. I mean it. I really do. I mean it.
I want to thank y'all for another 30 minutes that I'll never get back in my life.
Kelly, don't hang up. Don't hang up. You guys want to know, this is what happens when you get power, like program director. Cut Darren off. There you go. Have a good one, boys.
Appreciate you guys. Shout out.
All right. We'll be back. More Darren, Donick, and Chase after this.
Back here on the DDC on this snowy Thursday, he continues to come down in buckets. If you're going to be out and about, please be careful. We got a triple header of NFL games starting on Saturday. Chase's Dallas Cowboys will be in Philly taking on the Eagles. 7:15 start on Saturday. You can hear that on 94.9. On Sunday at 3:25, Seattle and Arizona will tangle. And that can be heard on these airwaves, 102.5 The Game and on 94.9. Or actually, no, 94.9 will have 49ers and Rams at that time. And then so that's a little triple header we've got. Game on Saturday night, two games, the late games on Sunday afternoon. And those NFL games of the week brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. Let's do this. Caller 7. Caller 7 right now to win a pair of tickets to see Gin Blossoms at Brooklyn Bowl on March 10th. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. We'll find out who's listening on this snowy Thursday. That's our phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Darren McFarlane, Chase McCabe, Willie Donick has left the building, although he's in L.A., and that's where the Predators are. Tonight it'll be Los Angeles and Nashville, a 9:30 puck drop. Pete Weber on the call, the man, the myth, the legend. Pete Weber on the call. I'll have pregame for you at 8:30.
So Pete Weber and Pete Weber.
That's why I stopped at Pete Weber.
I know. He's a pro, though. I listened the other night.
You know what? I did too.
Well, you typically do, but you know, if I'm home, I'm watching Willie on the TV usually. Yeah. But I turned Pete on for a period, and you know, it's just he knows what to do. I mean, I know he said it'd been what, since the 70s or something like that he had done.
1976. I asked him in pregame, and he had his answer ready.
But it's all about, you know, if you're solo, it's just take pauses. Like, it's okay to let the effects play and just take some pauses and then get back to the action. So He's a pro. He's got this.
You guys are slow moving to the phones. I see it. You're cold. I get it. It's snowy, cold. Callers, it's going to take a while. Let's get on there. Who wants to win tickets to see Jim Blossoms at Brooklyn Bowl? They're just trickling in on this cold, snowy Thursday. By the way, basically the schools have already been canceled tomorrow. Everything's been shut down for the next 2 days for sure. I'm telling you, we've got a – I don't know what it's like where you guys are, the Hillside Medical Game Studios, but we have got a healthy, healthy dose here.
Well, I can barely see out the window.
Rutherford County is smoked. It is all white. And
yeah,
heavy,
I mean,
heavy white.
Our parking lot is covered. Now, I will say this. Our owner, Bud Walters, he's here. He makes sure that he can get here, and he's got a vehicle that can plow through this stuff. Obviously, I'm here. Elijah's here. But, yeah, it is slow moving on Murfreesboro Road, and the parking lot is completely covered. So I haven't been out there in a while. I was out there when it first started this morning when I got here. But it's winter. I was telling Michelle before she left, I said, you're going to laugh at us, but, you know, we're Southerners, and the town shuts down when this happens. So you New Yorkers just understand that you're going to shut down, but a lot of people staying home, working from home. So just be safe out there, because I know the roads are not looking good, and they're moving slow.
Yeah, no, I wasn't kidding. That was not a joke when I read the traffic report earlier I saw on Twitter. So I think it was,
oh, yeah,
it was Channel 5. Like, they literally said, yeah, we've – it was basically we surrender. We can't keep up with the wrecks. So there's too many. There's too many to report. And I don't mean to laugh, because obviously it's pretty bad out, and we're just not equipped. This is what happens. And if you're going to the grocery store, why? Like, you won't find anything.
I went this morning.
So, did you really?
Yeah, on my way in, I woke up at about 5:30 because I knew this was coming early. And so I, you know, came onto the radio station, and I had stuff packed. Like, I'm prepared to be here for a day or so. Because, you know, Preds tonight, and there's just a lot going on. But I decided, you know what, I'll stop off at Kroger on the way here, and I did. And 6:15 in the morning, that place was packed. Like, people did the same thing I did, but they still had a lot. They were restocking stuff.
Really?
So I got bread, and they had all the essentials.
You got bread?
I did.
Oh.
I did.
My favorite's bunny bread.
I got the bunny bread. That's what I
did
got.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Gonna have me a peanut butter sandwich here in a little bit.
Well, you're set then.
I'm fine.
Good.
I'm good.
Congratulations, Matt Lanham.
I forgot tequila, but, you know, that's okay.
Well, I can help you out if you need some. I don't know how I'm going to get it to you, but I can help you out. Yeah, bunny bread and tequila. What a day that would be. Matt was lucky caller 7. Matt, thanks for listening. Go enjoy that Gin Blossoms concert at Brooklyn Bowl on March 10th. It pays to listen here to Darren, Donick, and Chase. Elliot Friedman coming up at 1 o'clock. We look forward to that talk. It doesn't feel like Derrick Henry is going to play on Sunday, and for me, I'm quite pleased with that. Although, yep, that's not official. That's not out there, but it seems like all signs are pointing towards he's not playing on Sunday, and I do not want him to play on Sunday. I don't need to see Derrick Henry take 8 or 10 snaps or carries on Sunday against the Texans. I have faith that the elite running back, that the best running back in the league, can knock off whatever he needs to knock off and be ready for round two of the playoffs, because, yes, they're going to beat the Texans and be the one seed. It would be an absolute travesty if they don't beat Houston, and they get what they get, right? I mean,
yeah.
Nobody on this show is going to feel sorry for him. At least I'm not going to. I guess I shouldn't speak for you guys.
I wouldn't either.
Like, you get what you get. If you can't beat Houston, you know, for the number one seed and, a week off while everybody else beats their brains in and loses players to injury, then, you know, you get what you get. But I suspect they absolutely will take care of business. They will beat the Texans. They will get the one seed. And the path to the AFC, the path to L.A. is through Nashville. So I'm all for it. I hope he doesn't play, and I suspect that he won't.
I feel like,
and I'm okay with that.
I feel like Vrabel, you kind of mentioned this the other day before he was actually activated, but in listening to Vrabel yesterday, and a lot of people were using the same soundbite, that he basically was telling you that he's not going to play by saying, you know, we're going to try and simulate, you know, as close to game action to get him ready as possible. And I took that as, yeah, he's not playing. He's not playing Sunday. There's no need to. I mean, they don't need him to go beat Houston. They should go beat Houston without Derrick Henry. I know they didn't do it here. That's as one of those clunker games. But I don't think they need to. They just let him practice, let him get ramped up that way, and then be good to go at Nissan Stadium here in a couple weeks when they host whoever they play. But you know, I do wonder about the turf. You know, I know Vrabel was asked about that a little bit. Is that a factor? But they don't need him. They don't need to rush him. I'm glad he's been designated to return. That's a very positive sign. It was good to see him on the practice field yesterday. But just use that 21-day window to get ready for the first playoff game.
I asked Elijah Molden about it yesterday.
Great interview, by the way. Good kid.
Really good.
I went back and after my, you know, you called me a suit, which I guess I am now, but I went back and listened to that. It's good interview. Good kid.
And really coming into his own. Really is.
Oh, yeah. See that confidence out there.
No doubt about it. Nate on Twitter has suggested maybe you get a bottle of Jägermeister.
No.
With your bunny bread.
No.
No?
Sorry, Nate, no.
Yeah, that's should be a hard
no. Hard pass.
Yeah, it's a hard no. Hard no. So how do they get it done? How do they beat the Texans?
I think they just got to go play their game. I mean, I don't think you need to see, you know, what Willie was talking about. Julio Jones comes up with key moments and, you know, whatever. I mean, just
well, he's talking about the playoffs.
But. I know, but I just had to get that shot in there because yeah. He's not here to defend himself. But it's what we do. But just go play their game. You know, run the ball with Foreman. He's done a really good job. And Hilliard, you know, both of those guys, McNichols is the change of pace guy. That has certainly worked. That's why you don't need Derrick Henry this week. They have been running the ball without him. And, you know, let's see what Tannehill does, you know, just navigating the offense. Just go play your game. Defense, get some key stops, and get out of there with a win. I don't think it really has to be too overly complicated against the Houston Texans. You know, I'll give them a tiny bit of credit that they've played for David Culley. Like, they have shown up for him. I think some people looked at that as, okay, one, you know, who, and two, is it a one-and-done thing? But I think he certainly has gotten the most he can out of that roster. But I'll tell you this, and I know he spoke today. You know, Zach Cunningham is going to be fired up to play on Sunday. So I look for him to have a big game in his return to Houston. But you need, as Floyd used to always say, somebody to go make a play. And I think you do that, it'll be pretty simple. You come away with the win and you're the number one seed. You get a week off.
Have you seen this? A $6 billion lawsuit has been filed against the Jets and the Giants for using, calling themselves New York.
No. By who?
It's been filed in the Manhattan Federal Court. It's a lawsuit. I don't know. I'm just seeing it all over Twitter.
Huh.
I mean, they've been playing in East Rutherford for how long?
Right, and somebody just figured that out?
Right.
Wait a minute.
What the hell? They're in New Jersey. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that all came about. I haven't, like I said, I just seen it all over the place.
So it's a fan. This is from Yahoo Sports.
$6 billion, and it's from a fan.
If I'm reading the, yeah. Okay, so this is from Yahoo Sports. Jay Busby putting this out there. Admit it, at one time or another, your favorite NFL team has made you mad enough you want to take it to court. While you can't sue a team for losing, which is good news for Jacksonville, there are multiple other avenues to bring your team to your version of justice. And now one Giants/Jets fan, I didn't know there were fans of both teams, but anyway, is attempting exactly that. Representing a yet unidentified class of New York-based Jets and Giants fans, Adele Cerro of New York City has filed a class action suit in U.S. District Court against the NFL, the Giants, the Jets, and MetLife Stadium for using New York. And they're in New Jersey.
I don't think it's got a chance. But
he calls it improperly and illegally benefiting from the use of New York in their team names.
Silly. But fun. Silly but fun. All right, that'll do it for hour number three. We'll come back. We'll switch gears, talk a little pucks with Elliot Friedman. We do that next.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.